Welcome back.
You're back. How was Iceland?
It was cold.
Does this come as a surprise to you?
No, I say that to everybody and there's a slight pause. It's really good, lovely. And we'll get into it a bit more later, but there's a possibility, Martin. We could be going again next year.
Yes, there is, isn't there? And you wish you would have known about that before you went this time round, but hey, I'm up for
yes,
a visit.
That is a little bit annoying.
I can imagine that. I'm up for
yeah,
a visit.
A little bit annoying for me.
Lots to talk about on the podcast today, so we'll waste no more time in saying...
Welcome to Nul Poir!
So yes, Cress has returned from Iceland, and I think she was there influencing what was going on because we were having a little conversation about Think About Things, that song by Daddy. Are we saying Daddy?
Yes, well, you can say Daddy if you want, Martin, but I think it's Daddy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. It's a bit weird to say Daddy.
It reminds me, and this
call
is just
me
a,
Daddy.
This just reminds me of when I was running the Hackney Half Marathon a few years ago. And, you know, normally people run and they've got their names on the front. This one guy was running and it just said Daddy. So people kept shouting, like, go on, Daddy, go, keep going, Daddy. It sounded really weird. And we kept bumping into him. And we'd be like, oh, Daddy, hi. So that's what I think of. I mean, the song, as we'll get into it, is about him singing to his baby. Daddy is quite appropriate.
Well, we talked about this very briefly, actually, last time. But mainly because we did have an inkling that it might win. And we thought we might want to talk about it in length a little bit later on. And it did. It's now almost immediately become the odds-on favourite to win. And I totally get why. It is just fantastic. It's everything that a Eurovision song needs.
Yeah, definitely. It's got the sort of gimmick in that it's the dance moves are quite something to behold. They've got the kind of outfits where they've got their... faces, their kind of pixelated faces on these jumpsuits, and I think the singer himself is he's actually got a great voice, and all of that packaged together, the song is very catchy. It's kind of sort of a bit of a disco bop, and it's something unexpected in what has been quite a lot of ballads so far. It's something fun. I think people enjoy a bit of fun sometimes. We don't want it to be all these kind of emotional ballads. It's nice to have a bit of that, but you know, this is just something completely unexpected. People like Russell Crowe have been talking about this. So it's got a big following. It's not even gone to the finals, really. It might get knocked out.
Yeah, it might. And it is. I mean, it just is. And you're right. It's something different. It is upbeat. It's sort of funny. You can kind of laugh along with it. So I'm going to play you a little bit of it now. And just imagine, if you haven't seen it yet, on YouTube or whatever, if you haven't seen it, imagine a kind of quite, how should we describe it, quite gangly, awkward looking guy with long hair,
yeah,
sort of standing there singing, doing really cheesy, almost Jackson 5-esque dance moves to this song.
Lady, I can't wait to know, what do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there, so you can tell me anything and I'll listen.
And it is just great. This is so good.
Yeah. Oh, it's. I mean, it just every time it just sticks in my head, and that's the marquee of a good song. And it's, if you've ever seen the film Napoleon Dynamite, it's a bit like his dance at the end of that film. If anyone's seen that, it does remind me a lot of that. And I have to say, Martin, we did get someone on our Twitter, which is @Poirnull, Oscar tweeted us saying, can we get a full tribute from Nul Poir, including costumes and dance routine? So do you want to have a go at that, Martin? Do you want to try the Daddy dance?
I'm doing it now. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it right now. Yeah.
You're not. No, I can. No, I can see you. You're not.
I tried that, but it didn't work. Well, maybe this is something we need to work on in Rotterdam when we actually go.
I think it is. I'd be up for. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's just a bit sort of. to the side on the hips.
It's a lot of hip action.
There is a lot of hip. Very sassy.
It is.
You know, some... but it's great. And I think that will go a long, long way. It would... It'll be interesting. I've seen, you know, the version that got them through to be represented. And I just hope they make it even bigger. That's my only hope. They need to, like, really go with it now. That I think it'll do so well in the telly vote. It would be a shame if maybe the, you know, the jury weren't as into it if it's not, you know, as spectacular. But I think they're gonna go far. I hope they will. So one thing that's obviously been happening outside the exciting world of Eurovision is this whole coronavirus, which obviously, as well as it being concerning in general, there has been some concern. You know, people have been reporting, speculating about whether Eurovision even is going to go ahead this year.
Yeah, which I think certainly on the behalf of the people that are printing this, and I'm looking at various UK newspapers I know have been talking about it. The Express has been talking about it. I think the Daily Star has been talking about it. It seems to me there's certainly an element of scaremongering here, because there's nothing really from the EBU to suggest anything like cancelling the Eurovision this year. It's just not, it's not been in any of their statements. It's not come up anywhere like that. It is all that all the EBU have said so far with to address will the contest go ahead is that they are closely monitoring the situation. That is as far as they go, really, and they're taking all necessary health and safety precautions. No one has mentioned cancelling the Eurovision Song Contest from within the EBU. It just is not on the radar at the moment, but it doesn't stop people getting worried about it.
Of course not. No, I can understand why people would be wondering what's going to happen, but they, you know, they really, as you said, can't be making any statement yet. And of course, they have to be cautious, so they will be looking into different measures. That's just what you would be doing if you were the EBU. It does seem at the moment, and this doesn't really have any effect on the actual contest, but there is a travel ban. It seems we're seeing reports of that online from the EBU on staff, but that's until March the 13th. So that's because of what's happening currently, basically.
Yeah, and there's a big meeting that all the kind of representatives from the different countries attend normally.
Yeah.
That's due to take place soon. But that is, they've kind of stopped that meeting from happening. So old Jon Ola Sand, he's going to have to stay put, and all of the heads of the countries are going to have to stay put. But the meeting's still going to go ahead. They're just going to do it online. And to be honest, why aren't they doing that anyway, really?
Oh, yeah. You know? Indeed. I think, as you've been mentioning about with this meeting, I think there have been some broadcasters from certain countries that have pulled out as well. Israel, for example, have pulled out this heads of delegation meeting. But considering what's going on right now, that makes perfect sense, really. I don't think it's something that should make people think, well, that means the whole Eurovision's not going to go ahead. No, it's because of the situation now. Things could very much have changed by May. And obviously, you know, they may have thought of contingencies by then. So I think it's wise to sort of monitor it. But I don't think there's any need for concern right now.
No, I agree. There is cause for concern, though, with one thing, Cress, and that's because we have we have one last chance, don't we, to get our tickets. So this is the story so far. We tried to get tickets for a semi-final in the first wave, and we failed. You were there, weren't you? Poised, yeah, ready.
I failed, really.
Well, you did, but it wasn't your fault the first time round.
No, because I was there. I was waiting.
Yeah, you were. But it was just that the tickets just went immediately within seconds.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any. So we were thinking, right, don't worry. We're going to wait until the second round. We'll get them in the second wave. And we all forgot.
Yeah. I mean, I really should have remembered, because it was my job to get them. Well, as we've said on the podcast before, a couple of days later, I think you just went, did anyone actually get the tickets? And everyone's like, oh no, I was busy. Well, Martin, in the words of the fantastic Jade Ewan, it's my time, and I will get these tickets this time because we've got a date. We know when they're going to get. So I'm going to mark it in my little calendar. The 26th of March, that's when the final wave will be going on sale.
We have one last chance to get these tickets. 26th of March. And I'm assuming that it's going to be exactly the same as the first two waves, and these are going to sell out quick, although they're going to be trying to flog the rest of them now. So you'd hope that would mean there'd be a few more that they've got in store to give away.
And I guess the thing is that now, I think this might be the first wave where we actually know which acts are performing in which semi-finals. So that might also mean that certain ones sell out quicker.
That is a really good point.
Quite worrying as well, but I'm gonna be there an hour before this time,
just poised, ready and waiting.
They'll be like, Laura, you need to do your sorry, I know I've got a job, but I'm here, I'm waiting, and I'll still fail, so that'll be great.
No, you were. I think we need a we need a contingency now, don't we? Because what we want is the semi-final tickets. We want
except
for either the Tuesday or the Thursday. We don't really mind. I think we did have a preference, although I've forgotten what that preference was. But we'll take any semi-final. That's our main aim.
We're desperate.
We are desperate. But I think we need to be willing to maybe go to one of the jury shows or if we have to.
Oh, do we have to though? Because they're just not as good. Sorry if that's a controversial opinion.
Well, they're not. But to be fair, we haven't done that before, have we?
Well, there's a reason, though.
So we don't know that they're not as good. We'd still get to see all the acts.
Yeah.
You're not feeling it.
Oh, if we must. I mean, it's my cross to bear because I've failed for you both. But, if we have to.
Right, let's cheer Cress up by telling you about some new songs that have been announced. And there are loads, because it's that time of year, really, where every country in the EBU is now announcing who and what is going to represent them in Rotterdam. So I'm going to whip through a few of these, but there's a few that I want to kind of talk about in a bit more detail. So I'll save those to the end. Yeah. So there's a song by Roxen that's representing Romania. It's called Alcohol You. I'll be honest, I've written one note about it. It's dreadful.
I don't like it. No,
it's a dirge.
Oh, no, I think you're being a bit hard on old Roxen there. I don't think it's that bad. It is, you know, it doesn't maybe get going like some of the other songs. But, you know, they had a lot of songs to choose from because the broadcaster chose Roxen and then she had to sing about five different songs. I think that's a weird way of doing it. They did this in Israel as well, which we'll talk about. So the broadcaster chooses the artist and then the public chooses the songs. Which is hard for her. She's got to remember about four or five different songs to sing all on one night. Poor old Roxen.
Poor woman. How will she cope? But not very well because
right,
the song's
so you don't
not
like
very
it.
Good. No, I don't like it. Oh, I don't like it.
Okay, fine.
Next, we move on to one that is a little bit better. It's Serbia's entry. It's by a band or a girl group called Hurricane.
Yeah.
And
great
the
name.
Song is called Hasta la Vista. And we'll think here. The Sugar Babes meet. Did you see the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, I did.
With Shakira.
Oh, it was great.
It's like that, but Eurovision.
Yeah, no, I'd go with that. I quite like this song, to be honest. It's quite good fun. It's got a bit more to it. I will take that as well. It is a little bit sort of Shakira-y that, you know, they do a couple of good dances. So, yeah, no, I'm interested in this one. This is going to be a good one to watch, I think.
Okay, next we move on to Georgia's entry. And this guy, so this is Tornik Kipiani, who I think sounds like a robot in this song.
Oh.
Sounds really quite bizarre.
He sounds quite angry. The song obviously is Take Me As I Am. And it's all about people thinking, wanting him to be Spanish because of this or English because of this. And he's suffering from an old identity crisis, is Tornike, I think. He's not very happy with himself.
No, he isn't. And we have mentioned old Tornike before on the show, or Tornik, or whatever his name is. And
his name isn't Tornike, but yes.
No, but as far as we're concerned, it's Tornike. And, well, good luck to him. What else have we got? Here we are. A guy with amazing hair. just really great hair. It's very curly. It's very big. But unfortunately, the song is really boring. It's Gujon's Tears. That's the name of the artist. And the song for Switzerland is Répondez-moi.
I think, again, you're being a little bit harsh, Martin. I don't think it's as bad as you're making out. I think you've got a bit of a grump on today.
Do you think? I don't know. I just think it's dumb. When you compare it to something like Iceland and what they're doing, and I know I've talked about Germany before and how that's
yes.
quite upbeat.
Oh, Iceland. They can't all be Iceland, Martin. There's got to be a bit of a difference. Otherwise, we'd be just saturated with excitement.
Yeah, you can't have too much of a good thing because it'll ruin it. It'll ruin it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Few that I wanted to talk about in, I suppose, a little bit more detail. And we'll start with Israel. And the reason, obviously, I'm mentioning Israel is because they hosted the contest last year. And so they are sort of trying to bring their A game, I'm guessing. This is Eden Allen, who has come up with a song called, this is the name of the song, Fecker Libby. Fecker Libby. Which isn't very nice to Libby, but this is a song with, and it's
poor
described
Libby.
Here as it fuses African beats with a Middle Eastern sound, which basically means it's
here we go.
Sort of quintessential European noise of boom, chi boom, chi boom, chi boom, chi reggaeton. Mm. If you ever need to know where you are in the world and you walk out and you hear...
I'm worried. What are you going to say?
You know you're somewhere in Europe. That's all I say. They love it. They love that beat. And don't get me wrong, I do too. It makes me jiggle about.
Oh, off he goes.
Yeah, so this is Eden Allen. I think this is all right. I think it's a nice song.
I like it. I like it. The Israeli public obviously liked it because they gave it. So again, as I said, she had to sing lots of different songs, and they chose this one. This got 282 points compared to some of them, which got 94. So obviously a big hit in Israel, and I like it. It's worth noting the person who composed things like Toy, and do you remember Golden Boy? I'm the Golden Boy,
yes.
Come here to enjoy, I'm the King. With the great line, so before you leave, let me show you Tel Aviv. So the guy who kind of composed a lot of that, Doron Medali, has also written this. So that's a good sign.
Yes. And also I should point out to the Israelis that the line, before you leave, let me show you Tel Aviv, is fine. But please note that we did see Tel Aviv and then were almost unable to leave thanks to your security services. So maybe that line needs a revision.
But before you leave... Now you must stay in Tel Aviv.
That's more like it. That is more like it. Hey, old Vincent Bueno is doing his thing.
Hey, it's Bueno, baby.
It's Bueno, baby.
And Bueno's back, baby.
Representing Austria with This Is Great. I really like it. It takes a little while to get going, but when it does, it sounds like this.
Yeah, this is called Alive. It's got a bit of a sort of Bruno Mars feel a little bit. It's got that kind of funky R&B feel. And I agree, it does take a little bit to get going. But when it does, he's actually got a fairly good voice, this old Bueno. And it's again got a bit of a beat to it, a bit of fun energy.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's, really, really good. I'm all for this. Bueno has pulled out all the stops. And he's doing it. He's doing Austria proud. I think would I put this up there?
That's the thing.
Maybe it does take a little while to get going, but maybe the contrast is kind of quite nice because it gives people a bit of both. I don't know. I'm not completely sold on it, but I do like it. I think it's a grower.
Yeah. Well, you say it's a grower though, but Martin, most people will only be listening to that once. They'll be listening to a clip of it several times when they're voting, yeah. Because God knows they play those over and over again. But yes, so. You won't be, if you're only watching the finale, you're not going to get a chance for that to grow. So, it depends what they do with the staging as well.
Yeah, that's really true. And that is a big, big part of it that we haven't even properly discussed at all yet. I mean, we mentioned it briefly with Iceland and what they did with old Daddy's song. But, we've seen a little bit of the staging for some of the acts, but it is so important, and that can make or break a song. I mean, just think about Mons.
Very true. And can I just say,
I know you
bit...
think about Mons quite a lot, but specifically with the staging.
The staging. Yes. Okay. Yeah. In terms of what Alive is about, Martin, by the way, old Bueno's been dropping some hints in the form of personal hashtags, hashtag Vincent Bueno, saying things such as, I love to laugh, I'm a motivated guy, troubleshooting is my personal motto. And yeah. I think we spoke about this before.
Yeah, we
Odd
did.
Motto to have, Bueno. Yeah. What does that mean? If someone was like... oh, it looks like it's going to rain today. Would he just go, troubleshooting? He'd be like, what do you mean? What are you talking about, Bueno?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Or he'd go, oh, it's going to rain today. And he'd go, umbrella, baby. And then...
hey, Bueno.
And then you'd
hey,
go...
hey, baby, Bueno.
Oh, thanks, Vincent. That's really kind of you. And he'd say, troubleshooting is my motto. Maybe it's that.
Troubleshooting. Okay. Yeah, maybe you should release
more.
A song called Troubleshooting.
One more to do, and that is the home nation of the Netherlands. And I really like this. It is, it's by a guy called Jingu Makrui. And the song, did that well. And the song is called Grow.
The more I learn, the less I know.
Great voice, really emotional song.
This is
really, really nice. And it's going to be one of those ones where you kind of just sit back and let it wash over you and enjoy the music. It's great.
I agree. And he's written it himself as well, which always adds, obviously, a more of a personal element. And I think that you could tell this is a really personal song to him. It's, as you said, very emotional. He's got a lovely, calm voice. Bit like Duncan Lawrence last year, so who knows? It could do well. I think it'll maybe have trouble. Just people are in the mood, perhaps, for a bit more of an upbeat song. But I think the thing is, we were saying about this, there being too many ballads. But if they are well written and you feel a connection, a ballad can do very well as well, as we've seen in a couple of the last years with Lisbon, with Portugal. Is he just going to sit at a piano and sing this? Who knows? Obviously, he's not probably going to be dancing about doing the daddy dance. I agree. This is a solid effort from the Netherlands.
Well, that is about it from the old Nul Point for this time. We've got some exciting news regarding social media, and I'll hand you over to Cress, who'll definitely get all the details correct.
I will, and I always do. So we are now on Instagram. So hello, if you are cool and trendy and you're on Instagram, and you can follow us. We are Nul Point Podcast, so that's NULPOINTS, so Nul points if you're English podcast. Find us on Instagram. We'll be updating there with quick thoughts on the songs as they're released throughout the week, and obviously letting you know where you can listen to us, which is on Spotify. You can find us. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Podcasts. Just search Null Poi, NULPOINTS. We're also on Twitter at Poi Null, just to confuse people. And if you want to sort of message us, and Instagram is too trendy a format for you, you can also do that by Gmail. We're nullpoirpodcast, all one word, at gmail.com, Martin.
And hello to another podcast, which has very much put itself leaps and bounds ahead of us, probably rightfully so, because they're called Douze Poir Podcast. Love that. We very much set the bar low, didn't we, with old Null Poi?
We did. Probably with the idea. I think rightfully so.
Because we put up a picture of me and you facing off. And I think we're overlooking Lisbon, aren't we?
We are, yes. An interesting picture to choose. I didn't have much say in that picture being chosen. We do look like we're about to either shout at each other or, I don't know, engage in some kind of argument. But that's us. That's pretty much us.
That is pretty much us. Anyway, Douze Poi Podcast has said, welcome to the Eurovision Podcast Club. That is very, very kind of you. I'm just thinking we can reply to them right now. So what would you like me to say?
Oh my gosh, this has really put me on the spot. You know, I take a lot of time and care over my replies, Martin.
Okay, well, you can't in this case.
Just cheers.
Yeah.
Looking forward to May. Cheers. This is why I'm single. cheers.
You just want to put cheers. You want to, they've sent a lovely little message and you just want to go, cheers. No, let's.
Cheers, great to be here.
Great to be here, that's good.
Yeah, and, you know, would love to have you on the show sometime, because we'd definitely love to have Douze Poi on the show.
We would. Would love to have you on the show sometime.
Or vice versa. Okay, I'm sending it. Wink, wink.
Well, yeah, I won't write that. sometime post. Okay, I've sent that.
Right. Oh, God, that was an effort.
Good. That's gone. So let's hope that that meets with approval.
Rejected.
Right, great. Thank you very much, Cressy. And we will return here for another episode of Null Poi Podcast very, very soon.
Bye.